the anti-white Starmer government completes the erasure of the ethnic British people. It turns out that a number of British governments not only turned a blind eye to immigrant invader gang rapes of ethnic British children for 30 years, and the gang rapes and other horrors are still ongoing, but also enabled and financed the gangs with the raped girls' parents' taxes. The anti-white British governments and the anti-white British prostitutes dismissed the legitimate complaints of white parents and raped kids as far-right racist agitation. The British governments were determined to protect the open borders policy at the expense of the ethnic British population, proving themselves more insidiously evil than open borders U.S. Democrats. As Janice Gassama Sare said, "The most insidious form of oppression is that which comes at the hands of your own." The British people, formerly a powerful people who could boast that the sun never set on the British Empire because it was worldwide, larger than Rome's, are now so weak and pitiful that they suffer constant desecration of their essential being by immigrant invaders supported against the ethnic British by the British government. Yet this government lives on. It is not dead and massacred in the streets, as one might think it should be. There is no Churchillian talk of "we will fight on the beaches." The anti-white British Starmer government has 13,000 British citizens in prison for expressing on social media resistance to immigrant invaders. How does such a totally treasonous, totalitarian government remain in power in Britain and continue to believe in its own righteousness and continue to have its embassies accepted by the rest of the world? Why isn't the filth dead in the streets? The British people are ceasing to exist as I write, and still they won't defend themselves. Is there no will to exist among the ethnic white populations of Britain and the Western world? There is little sign of it. A report ignored by the pro-immigrant invader anti-British media. By British, I mean ethnic British, not the artificial creation of British citizens, says that the woke ideology indoctrinated into the minds of the English and their government has made patriotic Britons, not immigrant invaders, the enemy of the British people. From the Low Report, The Rape Gangs. The report lays out the general process. Predominantly young Muslim men would entice girls as young as 11, giving them attention, drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes. After a few months, taxis would pick the girls up and take them to houses, flats, restaurants, and hotels where they were raped repeatedly by groups of men, tortured, filmed for blackmail, and told they were white trash or kuffar who merited punishment. Their punishment was because they were white, and white people had harmed people of color. As British and American universities have taught for decades, it was white people's time to suffer, including 11-year-old ethnic British girls. Survivors described daily rapes, red rooms of extreme torture, trafficking between cities, and institutional disbelief that compounded their suffering, the report adds. The report notes that there is no exact figure for the victims, but estimates 250,000 victims, a quarter of a million, over a period of decades. Rape gangs. New report exposes how woke ideology enabled one of the most horrific scandals in British history. The anti-white liberal left's crimes against humanity exceed those of Israel's and Washington's. American conservatives pursue Epstein as an abuser of women, but ignore the British government as the protector of immigrant invaders who sexually abuse 250,000 children. Three dumbshit white European women showing their support for immigrant invader rape gangs. They must enjoy the experience. For 30 years, corrupt criminal British governments denied reality and sacrificed ethnic British children to immigrant invaders in order to cover up the criminal British government's totally failed open borders policy. As Elon Musk said, the death penalty is appropriate for those responsible. Actually, if the British people had strength of character, the responsible officials would be hanging from lamp posts.